If the prospect of another working week holds no magic, there's a job opening up soon that might provide a certain, well, enchantment. New Zealand's official wizard is hanging up his pointy hat, and authorities are now casting about for a replacement. Ian Brackenbury Channel has more than 30 years under his belt as a wizard, though his background is in sociology, not witchcraft. Since being appointed first wizard of New Zealand by Prime Minister Mike Moore in 1990, much of his work has come from regional tourist boards. The wizard proudly points to his successful rain dances and the invention of an upside-down map that places New Zealand at the top of the world as high points of his tenure. We asked him to give us his job description.
Being a wizard isn't one of those frenzied jobs. You have to get up in the morning, get in the rush hour and drive to somewhere and come back again and have a problem paying the mortgage and look after the kids. It's very much a gentleman's lifestyle. Almost aristocratic, which I deliberately chose in the 1960s as suitable for my temperament.
I see. Would you have any advice to give to your successor? Any of the pitfalls, perhaps, that you'd warn him against?
Yes, you mustn't believe your own propaganda. That's very dangerous. Believe your own stuff, you're in big trouble. So you've got to keep it all the time to be very sceptical and to do what's required of the public to cheer them up and give them new illusions.
I'm just wondering, with all of the kids reading these Harry Potter books, is it likely that there is going to be a new crop of would-be wizards, or is that not good training?
It's not good training because they take on things that children shouldn't do. I think the much better guide is Lord of the Rings. It's much closer to what's going on.
What about in America? I'm wondering, do you think there would be a role? Should the U.S. perhaps consider having an appointment as the official American wizard?
To me, the best part of the states right now for this sort of thing is the Seattle region. Also good for Texan. The Texans love to boast and brag and are terribly arrogant, just like a wizard should be. They've got plenty of ego, so a Texan might make a good wizard. Then there's the smart, devious, crafty ones on the East Coast, Northeast area, Northeast seaboard. Could be a cunning type of wizard appear over there. You just don't know.
Well, Mr. Wizard of New Zealand, thanks very much for joining us today, and good luck in the future.
Nice to hear from the States. Bye-bye.
Ian Brackenbury Channel is the Wizard of New Zealand. He joined us from Christchurch, New Zealand, by the magic of telephone.